I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. FEMA has extended the deadline for Alabama residents to register for assistance if they were affected by the severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding that hit the state in late April. The deadline for loan applications to the U.S. Small Business Administration also has been extended to July 15th. For today, it's National HIV Testing Day. The Mobile County Health Department is teaming up with local AIDS support groups and the Walgreens pharmacy chain. They're offering free oral HIV tests all day today. Patients can learn the results in about 20 minutes. Mobile County Public Health Coordinator Diane Glass says people should not wait for symptoms to appear before getting an HIV test.
It's important for people to get tested to know their status, because if they are positive, they can get on treatment, and like I said, which will help them live a much longer life, longer and healthier life, and they won't be transmitting the disease to others.
Mobile County Health Department says one in five patients who have HIV don't know they're infected. Former U.S. Representative Arthur Davis is considering a move back to his hometown of Montgomery and possibly a run for mayor in 2015. Davis spent 8 years in Congress representing Alabama's 7th Congressional District. He lost the 2010 Democratic primary for governor. Then he moved to Northern Virginia and got involved in Republican politics. Tuscaloosa will sound awfully foul on Saturday. That's foul with a W, by the way. The 2014 Alabama State and Legends Memorial Open Turkey Calling Championship kicks off this weekend. The best in the state will be competing to go to the national championship in Nashville next year. Terrence Williamson is Tuscaloosa's National Wild Turkey Confederation's chapter president. He says if you're not ready to compete yourself, it's still fun to watch.
It's great for the whole family to come out and watch. And right now it's kind of the off season, in between hunting seasons. A lot of families are going out and fishing or playing golf or doing sports this summer. And this is just kind of something hunting related that we can do in the off season to help make it go year round. Definitely something worth coming out to watch and maybe winning a door prize.
If you'd like to give turkey calling a shot or just want to hear the best in the state, the championship will be open to the public this Saturday at Woods and Water in Tuscaloosa. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Friday evening to you. The risk of scattered storms continues this evening and tonight. Some areas get a downpour. Some spots will stay dry, lows in the low 70s. As we go into the weekend, most of us will remain rain-free, but a few scattered showers or storms are in the forecast, mainly during the afternoon. Risk of rain 40% on Saturday, only 20% on Sunday. Highs in the low 90s both days. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.